You're listening to the Sean Light Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness business owners escape the chaos of entrepreneurship, simplify the process, and finally, grow their business revenue to six figures and beyond. This show is about giving the frustrated entrepreneur straightforward solutions and giving you a real-time window into how Sean is building his company, 4A Health, into a seven-figure business. And now, your host, Sean Light.
Okay, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Light Podcast. Back out here on the balcony. We got some construction going on down here. I just tested it out. You might have some background noise, but my beautiful voice should still be resonating through your speakers in epic clarity. Guys, today I just finished writing an article. Actually pretty interesting and thankful for the process here. Sat down every day. I try to write for at least 5 minutes. And the reason I do that is because I feel like that is where I am most myself, like in terms of content production. It is where that I feel that I am wearing the least amount of masks. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just speaking my truth. I apologize if you can hear this gargantuan garbage truck going up this hill next to me. Apparently it has a jet engine installed on it. But so every day I try to write because I really do. I feel like that's where I can provide the most amount of value, and that's where I can explain things. I think I have some level of talent as a writer, and it just seems to be a good spot for me. So every day I try to write for 5 minutes. I sat down today and just straight up writer's block. Second day in a row, couldn't think of anything. Trying to be creative, and seemingly the more you try, the harder it is. I think a lot of us can resonate with that here in this content production world. And I had a challenge with it. I put my computer down, picked up my cup of coffee. I looked out the window and I just sat there and I thought, what am I really trying to work with and work on every single day? And if, you know, you guys have followed me through the 365 day podcast journey, the thing with all of this and content production is if you're constantly trying to find something new to write about, it's not going to happen. You're always going to try to find like a lesson, you know, a little tidbit for something to take away, and you're looking for topics every single day, and that's hard to do in a world where you're really focused on content production. And you need to be focused on content production. Unless you have a team to take care of that for you, it's far too intensive. It takes too much time, and it's too hard to do, and it's frustrating. So for me, the way that I've always done it is I just tell you authentically what I'm working on today, and that's what really I sat down and I thought about it, and I thought about what is it that I'm working on today. And the big thing for me right now is the mind versus the body. And the example I gave in the article was, guys, on a side note, there's just an absolute absurd amount of noise going on in the background here. I'm pretty sure that you guys can't hear it, but I apologize if it's happening. It looks like they're painting the lines on the street 14 floors below my apartment right now. And they got the big old truck backing up, and you got the beeps on the backup. So I apologize if this is just mayhem in the background, but this is the journey of the entrepreneur at its finest right here. So the example that I gave was like, I remember being back in college, and I'd be sitting in my buddy's dorm room. He had the corner dorm, and it was just the guys like hanging out, and we're all talking about like the girls that we thought were pretty, and like, you know, what all the clever, you know, ways and pickup lines that we're going to use to go get them to go out on a date with us. It's just absolute nonsense. None of that really matters. But you know, when you're a kid and you're like, I came from an all boys high school, so I had never even been out on a date in high school. I didn't go to prom. Like, I didn't do any of that stuff. So like, this was all really new world for me. So like, I was super nervous, like talking to girls and stuff like that. So, you know, we'd always like, you know, talk about, you know, different strategies and techniques, and, you know, it was so stupid, but that's what we did. And, So the guys in the crowd, every single guy who's listening to this right now, I don't know about the ladies. Maybe they can resonate with this as well. But for the guys, we all know the one guy who would say something like this, right? Hey man, what's the worst that's gonna happen if she says no, man? You're just gonna be right back in the same spot where you were. And sitting in my buddy's dorm room, sipping on I actually wasn't drinking in college, believe it or not. So I was probably drinking some Gatorade or something. And we're sitting there at college in his dorm room, completely comfortable, pizza, watching football. Like, we logically, every single one of us understands that. That makes sense. It's true, right? The worst thing that could happen is I'm right back in this position and nothing has changed whatsoever. It's not like when I go up and ask her and she says no, she's going to pull out a knife and gut me in the stomach for asking her out, right? That would be quite the reaction. But so we all logically understand that that is the process, but it doesn't change the fact that when I'm in the bar and I'm looking at her and I'm supposed to go up now and talk to her and try to develop a relationship out of literal thin air, that those, the feeling in your gut, the emotion, the butterflies, the challenge, the fear, like that still exists and that's really real. And like no matter the logic that you use, it's never going to change and take that away. That's why people talk about, like, when you're selling, you have to sell emotion, you have to sell a feeling. You can't logic your way into a sale, because they can logic themselves all day long, but if they don't feel it, the fear and the feeling is still there, it's going to be hard to overcome and actually get themselves to pull the trigger and buy something. It's all about that feeling. The feeling is what guides us. It guides our decision making every single day. So when you look at that example of me approaching a girl in the bar despite having this logic, it is this voice of reason in my head, this intuition, right? Versus the feeling that my body's actually feeling in the moment. And that's going to be the decider. Like, what do I put more stock in? Which of those two, the body or the mind, am I putting more stock into how I'm going to make my decision? If I'm bought in on the reasoning and I'm 100% in there, I'm going to go up and talk to her. But if I'm crippled by the fear and the emotion of that encounter, then I'm not going to go talk to her, and I'm just going to say, maybe she's got a boyfriend. I'm going to do it later. Let me get a couple, some liquid courage in me or something like that. Right. So that is like when we really look at any decision that's made in life, and especially when we start bringing it over to entrepreneurship, like that's where most of the decisions are made. I think most of you, what's so interesting to me is I really do think that most of us know what to do in business. I think that most of us have the understanding of exactly what you need to do. If you've been with me for a while, you've heard me talk about the straight line of business success. The straight line of business success is create a product or service that really solves a real problem. Find the customer, talk to the customer, sell the customer, deliver the product or service. It really is a straight line, like right down that path. Like literally as I'm talking to you, I'm pointing a straight line in front of me off of my 14th story balcony. It is a straight line. Create a product or service that solves a real problem. Find a customer, talk to the customer, sell the customer, deliver the product or service. That's the whole game. Guys, that is literally the entire game. And the reason that that we veer off of that is exactly that. It is the body versus the mind. Because when I have to go find the customer and I got to talk to them, that emotion comes back. The body starts making an emotion and a feeling that's telling me, like, I don't want to go ahead and do that. Like, right? So imagine I open a brick and mortar gym, like right down here on the corner. I'm actually looking at a gym. So I open this, like, say I take over this gym and I need to increase the amount of customers that we have at the gym. But what I need to do is I need to go find out where gym goers are hanging out in the community, right? So there's a coffee shop down here. There's a daycare down here. There's a little healthy grocery store down the street. Maybe I need to go to those places. The healthy grocery store is probably a good place for healthy conscious people who might be interested in going to the gym. So maybe I go over there and I set up a table and I hand out flyers or do a little contest or something, offer a free week or a free month of training, whatever it is. Like, go find out where they are and go talk to them. And like, we all understand that. But the problem is the body versus the mind. The voice of reason says, go find them and go talk to them. But the body says, hold up now. Now that's a little scary. That's a little awkward. Nobody's going to like that. Everyone's going to feel like you're interrupting them. Nobody's there to be sold to. The store is going to get mad at you. The people are going to get mad at you. Nobody's going to want to do it. And then you're stuck on that fulcrum, that decision of where do you put your stock? Where are you investing your decision-making power? Is it going to be in the voice of reason, or is it going to be in the voice or is it going to be in the body with that emotion, right? And that is where I believe that most 99% of entrepreneurs get tripped up, is because they end up at least somewhat too aggressively skewing towards the body and trying to find alternatives. I think that's where a lot of these internet alternatives comes from, like sales funnels and, there's just so much stuff out there, like YouTube ads, Facebook ads, all this crap that exists out there that can say to you, like, okay, like, you have this pain, you don't want to go talk to somebody, try this, right? So now you're saying, I'm going to avoid this pain and I'm going to go try this thing. I'm going to go try to, get really good at YouTube ads so I can avoid that pain of going to talk to somebody, and hopefully people just sign up for my process, my product by doing these YouTube ads. I'm going to post more on social media. That way I can post more on social media. Hopefully my customer sees me and then I can avoid that pain of actually going to talk to somebody. But what happens 100% of the time is that stuff doesn't work, and you end up in the exact spot with the exact same decision that you had in the first place, that you actually have to go talk to somebody, you actually have to go make an offer, you have to go sell, you got to do the dirty work, you got to make a compelling offer, you got to make a good product and service, and you got to do all the real stuff that exists inside of entrepreneurship, right? So what it really comes down to, it is every decision that you have, every decision that you make as an entrepreneur comes down to the voice of reason versus the body's emotion, right? Will you do it? Things in entrepreneurship are difficult. There's so much that we have to do that we don't want to do. And with that, it always comes down to this singular decision of the voice of reason versus the body. And what I think is really interesting, the final thing I'll say on it, is we all have a relationship with that voice of reason. we talk to ourselves, we know it, we logic, we all know who that person is, we all know who that voice is. Some people call it God, some people call it intuition, some people call it infinite intelligence, some people call it Jiminy Cricket. You can call it whatever you want. It could be the angel sitting on the left side of your shoulder. I really don't care what you call it. But every one of us knows and has a relationship with that. We talk to it. We talk to ourselves. I do it all the time. But when you realize that that's the voice and that's the light, that's the guide, that's the guiding force to show you exactly what it is that you want to do. Like, you're listening to this podcast because you're saying, like, I want the nugget. I want the rub. I want Sean to show me exactly what it is to get to the next level and get to that, next point, right? So that I can achieve at a higher level. Well, really, I don't need to tell you anything. I guess the only thing I really need to tell you is to listen to yourself and listen to that intuition, listen to that voice of reason that's saying, go talk to that girl, because it's the only way you're going to achieve. Go, cold call that person, because it's the only way you're going to ever get them into the business. Go set up a table at the healthy grocery store, because that's where your ideal clients are, and you got to do that. And in those decisions, it is the voice of reason versus the body, and you have to realize that. You have to identify that. You have to identify when those moments exist where you have to make those decisions, and you just got to do it. Business and achievement and success is about how many times you can overcome your body and follow that voice of reason. Follow your gut, follow your intuition, follow that voice of reason. That's what we're looking to do. And the reason I'm so proud of this, and I can't even believe I'm talking now for 13 minutes on this subject, standing out here in 45 degree weather in a hoodie, my pajama pants, and my comfy slippers. The reason I'm so fired up about this is because this is exactly what I'm working on every single day. I love playing Madden. I want to play Madden. But I have business decisions to make. There's all sorts of stuff. I watched some of Hard Knocks last night on HBO. I want to keep watching it. I saw that there's a couple new series out there that I want to see. The Succession, like all these things. Like, I love those things, but I have decisions to make. It is my, listening to my body versus listening to that voice of reason. And there, I truly, truly believe that your success in whatever you're trying to achieve, I think your success comes down to those decisions and how many times you can overcome the body to follow that voice of reason and stay connected to it. The more you use it, I think the more power you have in it, and the further it'll take you in life. Interesting stuff. I'm fascinating myself through this process. Guys, I hope this was helpful. And we'll see you back for the next episode, whenever that episode is.
Did you know you can work one-on-one with Sean for free for 30 days to help you build your fitness business? If you want to learn more about how to take advantage of our 30-day runway coaching program, head over to 4acoaching.com and schedule your free momentum call. That's the number 4acoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast.